Radio Bilingue presents Arts in Corrections, a series of stories produced in partnership with the Alliance for California Traditional Arts and supported by the California Arts Council. Singer-songwriter Carmen Cristina Moreno is known as a Chicana Lady of Song. Inspired by her parents, who were pioneers of California's Mexican music scene in the late 1930s, Moreno took up the guitar at 9 years old. Although she was born in East Los Angeles, Moreno grew up in Fresno and Jalisco, Mexico, making her both linguistically and musically bilingual. She's performed on stages all over the world. Now at 79, the Mexican-American singer is taking center stage inside a makeshift classroom, performing and teaching in front of an unlikely crowd, men serving time at Avenal State Prison. Radio Bilingue's Tina Rubio has more.
13 student inmates wearing prison-issued cotton blues sit on chairs in a semicircle, tuning their guitars, music stands in front of them. Carmen Cristina Moreno sits casually on a table in front of them, steel string guitar in hand.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's do a little finger warming, please.
Moreno's students, who range in age from mid-20s to late 50s, stop what they're doing, raise their hands in the air, and wiggle their fingers.
Okay, little spiders, let's warm up those fingers. Little spiders, okay. Yes, it's cold.
Every week Wednesday for the past year, Moreno drives 70 miles from Fresno to Avenal State Prison in Kings County, a minimum to mid-security prison that holds about 3,800 inmates. She comes to teach 2 3-hour Mexican folk guitar classes, one in Spanish and one that's bilingual. This is her morning bilingual class.
Okay, I need a recital of the octave scale. Octave scale, starting with do. Let me hear you. Do, re. Whoa. Wait.
Do.
Let me hear you. Re.
The men perform their vocal exercises in an unheated, dull room. A few correction officers stand nearby watching. But the guys don't seem to care where they are for the moment. Today is all about guitar lessons with their maestra. Student Jose Salazar says he never touched a guitar before this class.
Yes, got it.
I came in here absolutely not even knowing how to hold a guitar. I'm still just making noise, but I see the progression a little bit, so.
All right, please, starting from the sixth E, let me hear it, the open E. And what's the next one?
Yeah.
What's the next one?
G.
Moreno is no stranger to teaching. She's taught Mexican folk guitar classes to college students in the past, but says this is different.
I am in the perfect job because I'm teaching adults who are eager to learn this and just absorb all this information behind the songs. And these students, never mind that they're inmates, these students are just as curious as I am about the music history. And it moves me.
Moreno is one of 35 folk and traditional artists teaching inside California state prisons, thanks in part to the Fresno-based nonprofit Alliance for California Traditional Arts, or ACTA. Amy Kitchener is ACTA's co-founder and executive director.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation really believes in the power of arts and rehabilitation. They're investing about $8 million a year to the California Arts Council to run this program. So we're one of several service providers across the state that are doing this work.
The California Arts Council had 30 years of successful arts programming inside California state prisons until funding dried up. But now, thanks to renewed support, 16 prisons have folk and traditional artists and musicians teaching everything from African drumming to slam poetry.
We knew that bringing traditional artists into the prison environment could be a very powerful place for people to connect who were sharing the same cultural community or race, of the traditional artists, but also between cultural communities.
In other words, guys who may not normally hang out together in the yard are now spending a great deal of time with one another, learning about each other's cultural traditions and ethnic backgrounds. And of course, each other's musical tastes. Richard Otto is one of the older inmates in the class. He's a lifer. His dad played country music in a band and bought him his first six-string when he was 12 years old. Neil Young is one of his favorites.
Oh man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise makes me think of you. Love lost, such a cost, give me things that won't get lost.
Yeah, that's him on his own, huh?
Yeah.
That was him on his own?
No, yeah, that's when he was solo.
Okay.
Yeah, old man.
Yeah,
I have the lyrics of that.
You have the chords too?
Yeah. I have it. You'd like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Research has shown that participants in arts programs like these are less likely to have disciplinary problems in prison and even less likely to return to prison. Lieutenant Michael Tuntucket is the public information officer at Avenal. He's listening in on the class today.
I don't have exact numbers on a recidivism rate, but I do know that in the programs that we run, we have a lot fewer people coming back into prison. And I think it's all because of the rehabilitative programs that we offer. They're helping them a lot. There's so much that they learn about themselves, and you can visually see the changes in people year after year.
Believe it or not, the music brings people together, and it's heartening. It's very encouraging for me as a musician to see. And I love to see the looks on their faces when they get a sense of accomplishment, when they master a set of chords.
Jose Salazar says learning the guitar is hard, but says it helps him cope inside the prison.
These little classes kind of just help mold you into having the character that it needs to be successful out there in the world, you know, because you have to be accountable, you have to have discipline, you have to know how to be a team player. We got all that here. We got a little family, you know.
Okay, you guys, we're going to do La Bamba.
Salazar was just 22 years old when he landed in prison. He's 34 now and is expected to parole in 2025. He says classes like this give him hope for an uncertain future.
I feel like this is going to be my redemption in a way when I get out. And not to prove anybody wrong, but just to show myself that there was more to my life than, you know, criminal thinking, than, you know, the gang lifestyle. So it gives you a tremendous sense of hope that there's people in the world that can give us a second chance.
People like Moreno, who believes in second chances and in the power of music to heal.
One of these days they're going to get out. And when they get out, I want them to be prepared to have a good creative outlet. I dream that maybe they'll be somewhere in some backyard playing boleros, playing, you know, rancheras.
We're almost finished here.
As the class comes to an end, Moreno decides to sing a favorite song of hers.
Oh, jeepers, my hands are so cold.
One of her advanced students accompanies her.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
For Radio Bilingüe at Avenal State Prison, I'm Tina Rubio.
Finny. Down a mountainside.
teacher.
It's Carmen and the Bear. Yeah.
This has been a segment of Arts and Corrections, a series of stories produced by Radio Bilingüe in partnership with the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. Support for the series comes from the California Arts Council. This is a new service of Radio Bilingüe.